Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. Today, we're talking with a group of musicians that are living in Manhattan, the big city in New York, and they went to high school together. Now they've got a band, which includes a number of albums and EPs, and they have a new album out and a tour as well. We welcome Laundry Day to the Voice of America. Welcome, guys.
What's up? Thanks for having us.
Larry.
Now, since there's five of you, can you all introduce yourselves?
Yeah, my name is Jude.
How you doing? I'm HP.
I'm Sawyer.
I'm Itai.
And I'm Henry.
Well, tell me, guys, I mean, this was a high school venture. Is that how it started? You guys met when you were attending high school?
Yeah, we all kind of met right away. It's kind of magical. Like within the first couple of days of school, we all kind of found each other in like our 300 kids in freshman year. And then, I mean, it started in a couple different ways. You want to?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we started like playing as a band, some of us without the others in our school. But by the end of the year, we were recording music together and we had ourselves a name. We were called Laundry Day. It's all history.
And your journey, I guess, started in about 2018. And I was reading where you have the fourth album is the album that's out now. We Switched Bodies.
Yes.
And so in just the course of three and a half years, you guys have put out three albums, two EPs. That's a lot of work in a short amount of time.
It is. It's kind of, we don't really think about it in that way. We were kind of just doing music after school and it was just kind of fun. And, you know, nowadays you can release your own music. If anybody, like if, you know, if you just have a laptop, you don't necessarily need a label to put your stuff out. So we just had an excess of music that was, you know, better to live out in the world than just staying on our computers. And it just naturally so happened that people started showing up and knowing what those songs were called and all the lyrics. And it, like, we had really nothing to do with that first little push. It just, the fans kind of came at the beginning.
Yeah, and it's just so fun and easy for our generation to just be on our computers and be on, it started with GarageBand and now we use Logic, just the next step up. And like, it was so fun and easy. And we just like, it all just kind of threw up out of us. It was very natural.
That's great. And you have a song that was used on a Netflix series, a TV series, a cable TV.
Yeah, that was crazy. We put out, our third album came out in March 2019, and maybe a couple months later, they reached out to us about one specific song that they wanted in this last scene of the show, On My Block. And of course we said yes, and it's ended up being like an amazing moment for us. Everybody fell in love with that song from the show. So that was really, really cool.
That must have felt really good too, to, you know, have your song be on television and say, that's us. And,
it was great on Netflix.
Wow. Yeah, on Netflix. That's pretty big stuff. And you also have done some big festivals too.
Yeah, festivals. We did, we just did our hometown festival, Governor's Ball, which was just like a dream come true for us. That was kind of, as we were coming up as a band, we would go there every June as high schoolers and just dream of playing there. So that was pretty full circle. It was very exciting.
So guys, as products of Brooklyn, of Manhattan, of the Big Apple, of New York City, tell me about the vibe that's in New York. Because I know I read somewhere where you guys said you wanted to capture the energy of New York. You know, that's kind of the thing you wanted to do, is reflect where you're from. And people around the world are saying, well, how does New York differ from Los Angeles or anywhere else in the United States? So, you know, go ahead and brag a little bit about your city. Tell me, you know, what makes New York different to you guys?
It's funny because we were just in LA and we were talking about how that comparison is almost unfair. I think both cities are very different. Itai, you should speak on it.
Well, you know, I think as young sprouts growing up in the city, we really get a different outlook than anywhere else. And like Jude is saying, we just came from Los Angeles where, when you don't have a car, you really are kind of isolated. And like to be at that age, I think it could not be more different. In New York, we really just were able to run around and just be exposed to many, many different things. We also grew up at a much quicker pace than I think suburban kids might have. And that probably lended itself to us releasing so much music in a short period of time when we were in high school, because we just wanted to keep going and just soaking up the sights around us, because there's always a limited supply of what you can see and experience in the city. And I think we apply that even when we leave the city, go on tour, and when we're in the studio.
Why did you guys pick the name Laundry Day? How did that come about?
You know, legend has it, it was like the first idea. It was just like kind of came about. It was very classic, like, you know, textbook moment of like, we need a name. And then literally the first one to be thrown out, and it just kind of stuck. And I was thinking today that I really think we chose the right name. It's a good one.
Who picked the name? I mean, who came up with the name in the group that everybody said, yeah?
I don't even remember.
I think I remember we had two names. We'd always like thrown around. Lingerie was a funny thing that we would say to like friends that we had, like when you kind of showed up to high school and you weren't wearing maybe like your best outfit, or like the day before you had just worn like your really nice thing that you just got, and then you're wearing the sweatpants outfit. So that was kind of in our kind of lingo. And we always like, just as a group of friends, like had these inside jokes. So we were deciding between, we were uploading our first song, Laundry Day, and Grape Season. I don't know like where that came from or what the joke was, but clearly it didn't last. And I think we went with the one that stuck. So yeah.
And worse, you could have been called Hoobastank, right? That's,
I mean, look,
there is a band called Hoobastank. Maybe you guys are too young to know that, but there is. I'm going to ask you guys to do a song for us, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, we're going to play Did You Sleep Last Night right now. It's a first song on our new album.
That's great. So tell me about the song. How did this song come together for you?
I think the song is kind of representative of the whole album. I think we went into the process expecting to be one way. We were kind of shocked with, sometimes when you want something to be really good, it takes a while and you have to really sit down and perfect it. And it's not just going to flow out of you as easily as you might like think it would. And that song, I think, really captures that. It's the idea that like you can be kind of in a tough headspace, or you can be really working to achieve something, but you can look around and still really enjoy where you're at and understand that like the process is really the most important and fun part. And if you can just look around and take control of your situation, that's really the best thing you can do. And that's how you like stay happy and be genuine. It's just really loving where you're at. So, yeah.
What's the name of the song?
Did You Sleep Last Night is the name.
Did You Sleep Last Night? Here they are, Laundry Day. Enjoy it. It's Border Crossings.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Welsh. I was wondering if you could answer all the questions that I have about the writing I turned in. You said I can do whatever I want with it. I can do whatever I want. Did you sleep last night? Did you do it how I showed you? Did you just roll over once? Think about the ones who hurt you. In your head you made a plan. Sound it out, your guns are blazing. In your head you made a plan. And it starts with yourself saying tonight. I'd paint the stage, and I keep getting in your way. But you still lay me back and say, tonight, I can do whatever I want with it. I can do whatever tonight. I can do whatever I want. My face is twisted like the braids in your hair. We start from nothing and build what's mine is yours. This moment, while I try not to listen to what my body tells me, I'm losing control. Hey. I lost my control. Did you sleep last night?
Sleep last night.
Did you do it how I showed you? Did you just roll over once? Think about the ones who hurt you. In your head, you made a plan. You sounded out, your guns are blazing. In your head, you made a plan. And it starts with you. I'm saying tonight, I can do whatever I want with it. I can do whatever tonight. I can do whatever I want with it. I can do whatever tonight. I can do whatever I want.
Border Crossings, they are Laundry Day. Did you sleep last night? That's a good question, guys. You probably don't get much sleep. I mean, you just finished high school a couple years ago, and you know, now you've been on the road performing and working with some great producers. I read that your album is produced by somebody who worked with Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Brendan O'Brien, a absolute legend in the record producing industry. But it was so funny, like we went to go meet him and like work with him for the first time, and he really clicked right in. He almost feels like, you know, a 20-year-old just like us. Like, he was very much down to work late, show up early, like get there and like mess around and really experiment. So in that way, it's like we feel like we couldn't be from like more different worlds to compare to like how successful he is and how we were just kind of coming up and are still very young. But it was really a match made in heaven that you couldn't really have predicted.
Yeah, he's worked with some of our biggest inspirations, Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine, legends. So it was an odd pairing, but like Sora just said, it worked out kind of perfectly.
Yeah, it's got to be interesting, you know, when you guys have had so much control of your music and then you kind of give control to someone else. That's got to be an adjustment, I would assume.
Yeah, it was scary, but it ended up being super collaborative. And I think he has such a musical prowess that we were actually surprisingly able to be on the same level as, which was really cool. Like, we all understand music in a deep way and appreciate, you know, theory, and he is a genius with that. So it worked. And it was very much a team effort. We had come in with a song like Did You Sleep Last Night written, and we had a version of it recorded. And so it was very much just him taking it to the next level and adding his Brendan O'Brien-ness to it. And it ended up being better for that. So it was a great experience.
We're talking with Laundry Day. The new album is We Switched Bodies, which I assume is a track on the album. If I'm guessing correctly, yeah. Why did you go with that track as the album name? Just sounded cool enough, or what was it?
I think it was always something, it was kind of a joke at first. It was kind of this thing that we would always kind of like, the song was very simple and the melody's very like easy and kind of like yearning and long. So we would sing it around the house when we were like kind of like working on our album. And like most things, I think like they always start in kind of a silly and fun, really genuine way. And then you look at it and you're like, oh, this is really good. And this has like kind of meaning attached to it. And I think that like, when you kind of stop second guessing yourself, I think we were writing a bunch of songs for this. And couldn't really figure out what we had or what we liked. And then I think we came back to the city from being upstate and we just looked at some of the stuff we had and we're like, wow, even though maybe we thought that this was kind of silly or the idea came from a joke, it ends up feeling kind of genuine when you listen back to it and you think about the time that we spent. So it ended up drawing a lot from our life. And I think with a lot of the songs on the album, like the meanings go kind of tenfold. There's definitely a funny surface level idea, but then it can kind of, you know, lend itself to like a couple different applications.
We're talking with the guys in Laundry Day, and you mentioned the process a little while ago. So what is the writing process when you've got five folks in the band? Is there one writer? Is this a collective effort? Does somebody specialize in the melody and somebody else the lyrics? What's the process for Laundry Day?
I wish we could say we had a consistent way of doing it, but we do not. It's very all over the place, but keeps us on our toes. Any given song can be written by anybody, whether it's the chorus, melodies, lyrics, we all kind of collaborate. And Itai has a song on the album that he wrote the chorus when he was in sixth grade or something?
Something like that.
And then we bring it now to, like, it's just all over the place. Songs come from everywhere. Yeah.
And so you're going to go on are you going out on the Together Forever tour? Or is that the tour you just finished? Or
that was back in 2019. We're going to go, let's call it the We Switch Bodies tour now, okay. Which will be the first time we're playing the new album. It's very exciting. We're going.
And the tour starts in D.C., I guess.
Yeah. March 11th. I hope I didn't get that wrong. I think so.
Excellent. That's great. Is this a world tour or just a, you know, a domestic, national here in the U.S.?
We'll be in the U.S., Canada, and then I don't know.
There's some developments outside, but we don't know if we can quite say yet. But
On! It's just between us, guys. Come on. So, I mean, have you done a lot of international touring in the past?
We just did one international tour. We were really lucky to open up for Clara, who's the singer-songwriter who we just absolutely loved, and. I mean, it was really genuine again. Like, we just kind of met her, and all of the people that we ended up going on the road with was just because we either connected with them online or in person at a festival or something. And it's kind of taken us a long way. I think like being personal and making impressions in that way really is kind of beneficial in the long run. And now we're like great friends with, you know, Claire and her whole team. So.
And you were also on tour with 1975.
That was insane. It was so crazy.
So crazy. But again, another situation where we just met them at a music festival. They had seen one of our videos and they, you know, they're huge stars, especially in the UK, and they couldn't have been nicer to us, and they couldn't have been like more willing to talk to us about the music. Funny enough, our Light Up Shoes 2 EP, which came out in November, like 2019, we played for them on their tour bus right before we went out on stage. They were like, yeah, we want to hear the new EP. And for those, like, for such big rock stars to care about the music you're making, to care enough to hear your demos even, just like meant so much and will always stick with us.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. So could you describe the sound of Laundry Day? What if you had to put it in a box, which I know everybody hates to do, what would you describe the sound of your band to be?
I would say the sound we really went for on this album from the beginning, we were always really consciously trying to capture the vibe that we have when we're in a room together making music. Like, we kind of joke that this album is sort of just about making an album, and that goes lyrically. It also goes in terms of the sonics of, it just feels like five friends having fun, I believe. And it's something that you could put on when you're by yourself or when you're with your friends, and you could just have a little more of a fun spirit around you.
Mm-hmm. And you rented a house to go and record the album in, and then you do the rest of it, in New York City?
Yeah, we started kind of trying to do a Big Pink kind of thing, which was definitely a romanticized idea. But we were out there for a couple months, made probably about half of the album, but then decided, like, let's go back home, go to the city. And that's when we really made it in Itai's basement.
Yeah, our goal was to go upstate and make the entire album there. And after months, we left not really knowing what we had, whether there was an album there or not. But we knew that if we kind of went back to our roots, got more comfortable, like, little things are important to us when we're recording music. Like, I find that when we work with lower ceilings and in smaller spaces, like, we're so much more comfortable. It might smell really bad, but it feels good. So we took what we made in the Catskills, brought it home, and finished it up, added a lot more, and took the inspiration from like the dense New York, so much energy, just put it into the music and really reconnected as a group.
Nothing smells better than five guys who've been sweating and working together hard on an album.
We've been in here for like 20 minutes. I think it already smells. Just
so, I'm very curious to know, in terms of inspiration, where you get your inspiration? I mean, I saw Tyler, the Creator, but where else? I mean, who are you? Probably all listening to different music, and you all have inspiration from different places.
Yeah, I think for a while we would cite a lot of our modern influences, and in high school we were very much within our world of just new music and rap and alternative music. And like this album, and since COVID, took a lot of time to reflect on everything we grew up on, and that ended up having a way bigger imprint on this album. A lot of stuff that our parents would play us, from just old rock stuff and all over the place. Any specific people come to mind? I don't know.
If you guys had to pick a dream collaboration, a dream band you'd like to work with, or artist, singer, songwriter, is there somebody on your list, your wish list?
Laundry Day and Stevie Wonder.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I haven't heard that. I like that.
That would definitely be great. I'll throw it out too. Laundry Day and Brittany Howard.
Yeah, we love Alabama Shakes.
Yeah. She's got a great voice, that Brittany. Oof.
Yes, sir.
I think we have aspirations for a Billie Eilish tour.
That'd be fun. That'd be fun.
Amazing.
Laundry Day is our guest. We're talking with them about the brand new album, which is We Switch Bodies, and of course their upcoming tour and all the exciting things happening in their world. Would you guys do another song for us?
Yeah, totally. So this next song we're going to do is called The Knots. It's a song that started a little differently than the rest of the songs on the album. Jude and I wrote it together in a room just on an acoustic guitar. We brought it to the rest of the boys, and they just killed it on the production. So this is a kind of a good example of how little inspiration can come from everywhere, and you need all five heads to make it really work. So,
all right, collaborating on this next tune, here they are, Laundry Day on Border Crossings.
Staring to your spine. often what they say so quiet. Tell them what you think you like. Will you go inside up all the knots inside? Throw your smile.
Border Crossings, Laundry Day, and The Knots. And that's a track on the new album, I guess, as well?
Yeah, track 5. Yeah.
Do you all have different favorite songs on the album for different reasons?
Probably.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah.
Can you share an interesting song that got, I mean, you know, that's got a great story behind it that came from a unique place, you know, an inspiration that's a little different?
I remember when we made the second song, Little Bird. We were up in the Catskills and we were about to leave and we knew we were going home. So we just decided to, you know, start fresh and do things differently and not feel the pressure because we knew we weren't going to finish the album while we were there. So we made the whole beginning of the instrumental and it automatically just felt different. And there was something great about it. We brought that back to the city. It took a long time and it took a lot of turns and kind of became one of our more progressive songs. But it came to be very sparkly by the end. Very that's my favorite.
Laundry Day is our guest, and they're in New York right now. The tour's starting very, very soon. Very exciting times for these guys. So where were you the first time you heard your music on the radio? That's a moment that probably will stay with you forever. So can you remember when you heard your songs on the radio the first time?
We've gotten played on BBC Radio 1 a lot. There's a DJ on there, Jack Saunders, who's shown a lot of love. And so I think the first time he played us was when we were in London, which was really cool. And he played our song Bulldog. And
that's great.
Really awesome. And he shows so much love. Shout out Jack Saunders if he's listening.
Yeah. When you get the chance to tour, you know, in some of like Japan and the different audiences, it will be a whole different experience to see how they respond to music and compare it to what you're used to back here at home.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Definitely. We're reaching Japan right now. We're reaching, you know, Africa, Europe, all around the world. And it's great to have you guys on. A pleasure to talk to you. And I wish you well on the new album. When you come to DC, hopefully you'll come in our studios and perform live for us in our studios. And
that'd be awesome. We'd love that.
That'd be wonderful as COVID is going away. How has COVID affected you guys? Anybody test positive? Or are you guys all healthy and everybody's already?
We got one.
But everybody
you got one. Well, so tell me, I mean, Was it pretty mild and easy for you? Did you get the vaccines?
I definitely would have rather not had it. It happened back in December. I was very, very sick for 2 days. And miraculously, I didn't infect any of them. I don't know how that happened. But, you know, I bore the whole burden for all of us. So I'm happy to carry that weight. I had some sore lungs and a sniffly throat for 2 days. Thankfully, I didn't get it as bad as most, the hospitalization.
I'm glad you're doing well. I'm glad you're healthy. Obviously, you know, you got it December. We're now in February. You're doing fine. You're doing great. Well, we've been talking with Laundry Day. Thank you guys for joining us. Is there any message you want to send to the troops or to the worldwide audience that are tuned in right now?
Love to everybody all across the world. I hope you're doing good. I hope you're staying safe. Listen to Laundry Day if you got some free time.
What's your website? Where can people go and check you out, get your schedule, your music?
You can check us out on our website and our socials. You go, you take the Laundry Day, you switch the D and the L, and you get Laundry Day. And you can find us.
That's the website?
Laundrylay.com and our Instagram, Laundry Day, Twitter, Laundry Day, TikTok, Laundry Day.
Is that because Laundry Day was already taken?
I think that might have been the original reason, but it kind of just, again, one of those things that just stuck.
Starts as a joke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laundry Day, switch the L and the D. Remember that. That's their website. We Switch Bodies, the name of the new album. Thank you guys for joining us again.
Thanks,
Larry. Thank you so much.
Great to have you on the program. You are watching Border Crossings, and this is VOA TV.